I'd like to dedicate this devotional today to the memory of Matthew Arnold and also to his parents, Hartford and Phyllis, to his wife Kira, and to his little daughter Eve. I spoke in Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church in March of 2020. I wasn't a minister at that particular time. I was a visiting speaker, and just after the service, greeting people at the door, I met this lovely young couple. Don't think I'd ever met them before, but it was Matthew and Kira, and they were soon expecting their first child, just within about a week or 10 days of that Sunday. And it was several weeks after that that I learned of the sudden and tragic home calling of Matthew. Matthew was a man of God. He loved the Saviour. There was a time in his life whenever he trusted the Lord. He was full of life, full of the joy of the Lord, and swift to witness to the Saviour that he loved and served. And the family, of course, plunged into grief and heartache. But for 12 years, we lived up in the North Antrim coast area in the town of Coleraine, and quite often we'd have found ourselves in Port Stewart. I used to do a little bit of fishing over on the other side of the harbour and took quite an interest sometimes walking past, looking at the various fishing boats. And there's an orange fishing boat in the harbour called the Boy Matthew. And if you get Hartford and Phyllis's new book that's just gone out recently, Boy Matthew, they tell the story of that particular boat in this little book. And I was out at the family home a while ago, and Hartford had been busy making these little wooden model boats. And what a wonderful story lies behind this boat. Phyllis and Hartford were on the promenade in Port Stewart in August of 2020, understandably very heartbroken by everything that had gone on. But being the Christian couple that they are, they were praying and seeking the Lord just for a token for good. Phyllis was looking out towards the sea and she saw something out in the distance, and it turned out to be a fishing boat. And as they talked together and pointed to this boat and discussed it, it began to turn around towards them. Phyllis had been praying that the Lord would show her a token for good. And as the boat turned around, she realised it was an orange boat. And Matthew had bright ginger hair. And as the boat came into the harbour, they followed it round. And they were quite amazed just to see, as the boat came into the harbour, the words on the back of it, Boy Matthew. And that really spoke to their hearts in a wonderful way. This boat that reminded them, even its appearance, of Matthew and the colour of his hair, having prayed that God would show them a sign. And as it went into the harbour, safe in the harbour, safe in the haven of rest, they saw the words on the back, Boy Matthew. Hartford and Phyllis testify that they really felt this was just a token from the Lord, a token for good, that Matthew was home in heaven, that their boy Matthew had reached his heavenly shore, reached his heavenly destiny. And as they looked at the boat a little bit closer, they noticed the number on the side of it, CE 510. And it suddenly struck them, CE, Matthew, C for Kira, and E for Eve. And as they thought about then the number 510, they wondered, I wonder, is there any significance in that? And they looked up the Bible, of course, in the book of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, and they read in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, the little text that Hartford has put on the plinth here, Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's quite a remarkable story and full of encouragement and full of comfort and yet full of challenge. If you've ever read Hartford and Phyllis's first book, Some Party in Heaven, you'll know that they lost their two first children. And Matthew was really a gift from God. And yet Matthew was called home. These are things that are very, very difficult for us to understand. But through Matthew's home calling, there have been those who have been strengthened in their faith, those who have been challenged about their walk with God, and others who have trusted Christ for the first time, and others who have come back to their first love. You know, it's a well-known verse, but it is the anvil that has worn out many hammers. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. I encourage you to read that book. It's available in Christian bookstores, Boy Matthew. If you have trouble getting it, get in touch with us and we'll make sure that you get a copy. But what a wee story. If you're ever up in Port Stewart, head down to the harbour there and you'll see this boat, Boy Matthew. May God bless you all, and we pray continually for Hartford, for Phyllis, for Kira, and for Eve. See you next time, folks. Bye-bye.